Now, verse 5, open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Now, I know that you have an example of that. That was the kiss of Judas. The kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And then you remember that Paul rebuked Simon Peter, and he said he needed it. And Peter never fell out with him over that. They were in entire agreement. And so it's wonderful to have a friend that'll call attention to your faults and that sort of thing. And that's the reason a preacher needs a good wife that can keep him humble and tell him what's wrong with him. You know, sometimes I come from a service, I'm puffed up like a balloon. And then we get in the car, and my wife pushes a pin in the balloon. And I recognize that she's the one right, not the one that was flattering me at all. Well, it goes like that, does it not? Now, verse 7, the full soul tramples on a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. And that's the reason that we have gourmet eating today, is to pamper many folk that have so much to eat that they have to have it fixed unusually nice and unusual things. They have to have hummingbirds' wings, you know, that will be served to them before they can really eat. That's the reason I think that cooking in European countries, England, France, Italy, and Spain, reach such a high degree of perfection because of the fact that the ruling class had plenty. And they got tired of just having tenderloin steaks, filet mignons every day, and ice cream with strawberries on them. And so they had to concoct, the chefs in that day, some very unusual and very tasty food. When you go to Europe, you can always keep that in mind. That's where it originated. But the hungry man. And that applies to the Word of God, this idea of eating and chewing and masticating the Word of God. Oh, may God give us an appetite for it, you see. Now, verse 8, so a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. That is, there's so many folk in churches and in Christian work. They're like a round peg in a square hole, or a square peg in a round hole. They just don't fit. And the reason is that God has given to every believer a gift. We've seen that when we were back in 1 Corinthians. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And God has given to every one a gift, and we should get in that place and exercise that gift. We have examples of that in the New Testament, of those that apparently didn't exercise gifts. Paul spoke of a man by the name of Demas. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. He went back into the world. Apparently never did fit in, you see.